This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we found that to cultivate an environment in our families where our children would learn how to honor their parents, we would need to be committed to each other. We noted that we have a vested interest to do so because we are so much a part of each other, especially in marriage. But it doesn't stop there. When a child is conceived, there is a vested interest in being committed to the child and vice versa. The child is a representation of the gene pool found in his parents. Listen to Genesis 5:3. When Adam had lived 130 years, he had a son in his own likeness, in his own image. Remember, Adam and Eve were created in the image of God. Now their offspring is conceived with the stamp of his parents' image and likeness. This image probably refers to the image of God with which his parents were created, but it was marred by their fall into sin. The impact of sin was already evident in their lives and would be evident in the life of their first son and all who followed. That son, Cain, became the first murderer in the human race, taking the life of his brother Abel. But there is also the potential for forgiveness and restoration made available right from the start of the human race. We have all of that in common within the relationships in a family. There is also a likeness in children that identifies them with their parents. That likeness includes appearance, personality, and behavior pattern. We should therefore be committed to each other, and when we are, a healthy environment is created for honoring each other. I'd like to encourage you to go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives link to hear this message again.